Good evening. Good evening. Tonight, we intend to give you a treat. Tonight, we intend to give you a treat. We hope you'll enjoy and participate. The main ingredients here is to blend both inward and outward. First, you must look within yourself to see what sunrise is about to present. That is the science of the old. That is the science stars, which is today present. We are about to take a trip, not a psychedelic trip, but a sensation, a soul, mental, spiritual, musical trip. Just for one moment, please, join hands with each other, standing or sitting collectively. You are beginning to energize. Going to take a trip.
Can we change seats down the whole way?
And for the brother there, your mind I need spiritual. Join a hand and you will see. Let the master of the stars, king of the gods, to arrive. Sun Ra.
That's the spirit of jazz, Cosmos Orchestra, an ensemble of 15 musicians led by none other than Sun Ra, one of the major forces in avant-garde jazz for over 20 years. 2 weeks ago, Sun Ra and the band, singers, dancers and all, played a special concert at the WUHY studios, one of the hottest things to happen here since Dick Clark and American Bandstand left town. I'm Ann Mintz, and tonight is the debut of All That Jazz, a special 5-show jazz performance series, funded in part by the Pennsylvania State Council for the Arts, and produced by me and Jack McGann. The Spirit of Jazz Cosmos Orchestra is Walter Miller on trumpet, Bayard Lancaster on alto sax and flute, Lugman Ali on drums and percussion, Marshall Allen on alto, flute, oboe, and piccolo, Stanley Morgan playing bass drum, kungas, and quinto drums, Michael Ray on trumpet and flugelhorn, Danny Davis on alto saxophone and flute, Richard Williams on bass violin, Elo Arnall on bass clarinet and flute, Danny Thompson, baritone sax and flute, Ricky Joyce on drums, Jack Jackson on bassoon, flute, and Ancient Infinity Lightning wood drum, June Tyson on vocals, Cheryl Banks, vocals and dance, and Sun Ra on piano and roxachord.
Sword, when you get vibrations from an asteroid, tapestry from an asteroid you caught makes your life fill with space joy. They say that you find you gain new sights, and all appears to be starlight. You find when you are an asterisk that you point to greater heights. The space ways are not so far. When vibrations hit your heart, your world becomes a star. No matter who you are, they say that you are a pleasant soul. When you get vibrations from an asteroid, tapestry from an asteroid you caught makes your life fill with space joy.
To light the way, there
eternal sea of darkness. The sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun. The sky is a sea of darkness when there is no sun to light the way. When there is no sun to light the way, there is no day. There is no day. There's only darkness. Eternal sea of darkness.
Everything has been tried, you know, to do something about the planet. But only it's chaotic here, you see, division and everything. Everything has been tried but chaos. Planned, blueprinted, superior, cosmic chaos. The Earth chaos can't even compare. Because actually when you think about the cosmos, it is chaos because you can't measure it, you see. Everything is out there. When you got everything thrown in together, that is chaos. Over in the East and other occult, they speak of the cosmos things as being chaos. And they deal with it that way, you see. Because when you can measure something, then you can kind of put it in order to classify it. But you can't classify the endless. Can't do that because you can't measure. So then you could say that it is what you might call spiritual chaos on that particular point of view. Nothing to do with the mind because the mind can't measure it anyway. So this is where we were at. I got a song he was telling me about. I wrote some time ago called On the Edge of Tomorrow. This song was written some time ago, but that's exactly where we are now. We're right on the edge of tomorrow.
played in honor of Fletcher Henderson, who was one of the world's greatest arrangers, and who put jazz on the map with big bands. Name is Fletcher Henderson. We're going to play one of Fletcher Henderson's arrangements, Limehouse Blues. I'm going to play another number entitled Christopher Columbus, Fletcher Henderson's theme song. Thank you. Is another Fletcher Henderson arrangement composition, Big John Special. Thank you.
What does that have to do with Fletcher Henderson?
Well, Fletcher Henderson was one of them models, you might say. Sometimes the cosmos drops some men down that are very influential in changing the world, and the world doesn't even know it. He's one of the men, one of the unsung heroes, because he helped a lot of people. Fats Waller and others. He was right over in that. Bessie Smith, when the true story is told about Fletcher Henderson, and the world would be astounded what he did. All these blues singers, you know, he was over there playing with them, teaching them, putting music, the arrangements behind them. When the first really put something behind people that was arranged, because he was a disciplinarian, you might say, and he was dealing with discipline and precision. And that's what I'm dealing with, and that's where the cosmos is, you know. Everything is in this discipline plane. Here it seems to be chaos, but actually it's very well disciplined for something bad for people. It's planned and plotted. It's a pattern, you see, and something is watching over it. It's a very disciplined life we have. Thank you.
Sun Ra used to play with Fletcher Henderson. That's the secret behind the combination of classic and avant-garde jazz, something almost no one else would even try. But that's not the only unique thing about the ensemble. The full group includes a troupe of dancers. Since this piece was constructed for radio, Sun Ra only used three that night: June Tyson, the lead vocalist, Cheryl Banks, and himself, though at times most of the orchestra joined them, their red shirts and black hats contrasting strongly with the glitter of the dancers' costumes. That drum is as tall as I am, made of wood, with a section of the ancient Egyptian Book of the Dead carved into its side and covered with gold leaf. Jack Jackson calls it the ancient Infinity Lightning Drum, and he made it himself when a hollow tree just outside his house was struck by lightning the night after Sun Ra told him, "Go out and make yourself a drum." They take that kind of thing very seriously in the orchestra. They take the pageantry seriously, too, and there's a lot of pageantry in the performance. June Tyson uses 9 costume changes, and Cheryl Banks, 4. There's a satin banner covering the electric keyboard, the Roxachord, and Sun Ra shines through it all in blue velvet and silver.
Of course, the costumes got to be harmoniously, well, they have to blend, you know. Everything got to blend together. You can't have on the wrong colors. For a particular night, you see,
tonight the color is purple, right?
Well, it's sort of blue.
Royal blue.
Yeah, like that.
I saw you try on a white shirt before. You changed your mind
That wasn't the night for it. It's very beautiful, this one here. I like that. I really like it. It's unusual, you see.
Yeah.
But it just, this blueness, like this sky blue or something like that. It's just right for it.
Tonight was a sky blue night.
Right, on the sky blue.
We're
talking about the blue again, aren't we? Blue breast and blue print, and I'm wearing blue tonight. All fits in.